Hey LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. Immerse yourself in our vibrant fashion scene where exclusive streetwear meets high-end boutiques. Stroll through styles defining our bold, wildly creative city, like the unique finds at Melrose Trading Post, a real LA gem. Explore star-studded experiences on Hollywood Boulevard, behind-the-scenes studio tours, and moments of awe under our legendary blue sky. Picture this. The iconic Griffith Observatory, inspiring directors worldwide. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's the time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, zatting off.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Frosted Tips with Lance Bass,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, my little peanuts. It's me, your host, Lance Bass. This is Frosted Tips with me, Lance Bass, and my lovely co-host, Turkey Turchin.
Hello there.
Turkey. Yes. I like having new bands on.
I know. We have a new one today.
I know. I mean, we had Menudo before.
See.
To check in with the Gen Z generation. Now we have No Lonely Hearts.
I know. I like the name.
Yeah, which, you know, we have a lot of connections with this group. They are from Orlando. Johnny Wright is behind them, and our friend Bob Fischetti and Jim Reyes, and like a lot of the same team that helped start NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. Or back at it again. But yeah, No Lonely Hearts, been kind of blowing up. I've definitely heard these guys.
Yeah.
Love their newest song, too. This is great. I love having newer people on because I'm so out of touch with what these kids want these days.
What do they want?
What do you want?
Like, what do you want, kids?
So
what do you want from me?
So it'll be nice to have them on, get to know them. They seem very, very sweet, but they're going to be here any second now.
Nice.
But before the boys come on, we have to give a big shout out to the founding member of NSYNC. Mm. Any guesses?
The founding member. I just
don't say Lou Pearlman.
I'm gonna. Oh, well, that was my guess. Chris Kirkpatrick.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick's birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. Kirkpatrick. Get your ass kicked. Yeah, if it wasn't for Chris, we would not be here talking to you right now.
I know.
Changed the course of my life.
So hey and yay, Chris.
Yay, Chris. So go give him a shout out and make sure you check out Chris's new podcast that just started. It's with Brian McFadden. It's called Name Drop.
Yeah.
Brian McFadden, for all of you that know, TRL.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of my favorite hosts.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Another Frosted Tips guy.
Yeah.
He should be on. Duh.
I know.
Why have we not? Hello. Okay. Let's get Brian and Chris on together because we haven't had Chris on yet.
Oh.
So yeah, so let's I think we need a good one with both of those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're working on that. Working on that, guys. All right. All right. Yeah, oh, Halloween's
coming up.
We are already on, I think, costume number 5 with the kids.
I know. Panucci though, Alex, he doesn't like any. We all got these like costumes that are like big onesies they get zipped up in. I don't think he likes them. I think it's like scratchy on him and he doesn't like it.
Well, it's no son of mine is all I have to say.
But before actual Halloween, we have to get them him, at least the costume he'll like.
Well, I think we have, I have a few, I think, for actual Halloween that okay. he's going to find. Because I'm going between astronauts, an yes. astronaut family, which okay. is easy. Yeah. Like, you know, it is a onesie type thing, but I think he'll be fine. Because the one that we just tried on him that he just could, it was Teen Wolf.
Yeah, Teen Wolf.
Which I thought he would really love that. But maybe, yeah, the hair was a little scratchy. Nothing to put on his head. No. He will not put anything on his head. He is just not into that.
He just wants to be a free baby.
So here is, okay, astronauts.
Yeah, I love it.
Or A League of Their Own. That's the only group costumes we have right now.
Oh my God. I mean, I'm good with the astronaut.
See, I'm leaning towards A League of Their Own.
I mean, we could be A League of Their Own.
I think it'd be so funny to see all of us in pink dresses.
Oh, in the pink little dress yes. outfits.
Wearing a little baseball bat.
Oh.
Like, how fun would that be? And then Violet would be so happy, like, yay, finally you have to, like, you get to be like girly with me.
Oh, mm-hmm. I actually do love that.
Yeah.
That is very cute.
And I think it's a very comfy outfit.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's going to be a little warmer.
Oh,
we'll see. But yeah, okay. I am definitely kind of leaning towards A League of Their Own. So what
is
do you
that going to be Alex's first drag outing?
Drag outing for sure. We have yeah. definitely put him in dresses.
Yes.
And
sure.
we have. Yeah. Because, you know, as an a gay man, yeah. you know, you always want to, you know, make sure that they always think that you support them. Even True. At an early age, because at an early age, like you remember this stuff.
Oh, you remember.
You
yeah, so
remember.
If he wants to play with Violet's dress, yeah, wear a tutu, so, like, we say, of course. Right ahead.
So he wore a tutu, he loved it, you know, but he rips it off very quickly. But yeah, I mean, when they were like really, really little, I put him in one of Violet's outfits and I took a picture. I'm like, you know what? Just in case, I can always go back and be like, see, I had you in a dress already. So, you know.
Yeah,
just to show them that you'll love them no matter what.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a little break. When we come back, yes. we're going to have the newest American sensation boy band, No Lonely Hearts. All right. Let's meet the guys in just a second.
Hey, L.A., Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels.
From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, DiscoverLA.com is your gateway to everything L.A. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round alfresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants. After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or glimpse behind the scenes at World Famous Studio Tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars. Take a hike at glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in L.A. with our beautiful weather. And, of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at DiscoverLA.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Please welcome to the show, No Lonely Hearts, new group coming out of the boy band capital of the world, Orlando, Florida.
That's right.
That's right. Ranging from 18 to 22 years old, Oliver, Brian, Dylan, Aiden, and Alex have been busy in the studio with top producers and writers in anticipation of their 2023 EP and say their music has been inspired by Weird Al Yankovic. The group is currently on tour with 98 Degrees throughout the USA, performing and promoting their newest single, Call Me Back, No Lonely Hearts. Welcome to the show. Was everything in that intro correct?
Yeah. God,
what is your fascination with Weird Al Yankovic? guys, I'm so glad you're here. We obviously have many people in common. We got Jim Reyes here. Look at this. Haven't seen him in years. Bob Fischetti, who is helping manage you guys. And Mr. Johnny Wright, who is the go-to manager of all the pop bands, especially in the 90s.
Oh yeah.
So let's go from the beginning. Oh, and by the way, if you go to our Instagram, check out the picture because these guys came to play with their frosted tips.
I know.
I don't like to play favorites, but they might be my favorite guests already because Brian Austin Green didn't do that shit.
Yeah, where's Brian Austin Green?
Yeah, where was the tips, Brian?
See
AJ
later.
McLean. What's going on?
Yeah.
All right, let's start from the beginning. How did you all get to Orlando, Florida, and how did y'all meet each other?
Yeah. So we are from all over. Like you were saying, some of the same people involved wanted to, I guess, put together another boy band. So we did not know each other about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Okay, so no one knew each other. So there's no relatives or anything in this. Okay.
So yeah, we just moved into a house together. Or they moved us into a house together, and then we've just been recording and dancing and doing the thing, I guess, and we've been having fun.
And I think it is so important to be able to live in a house together, especially early on in your career, because that's what we did. And you immediately know if you can be a group or not, because, you know, you find out the ones that you're like, okay, we don't really relate so much. And the ones, I mean, I could only imagine some groups out there that broke up very quickly. If they would have lived together, they would have immediately been like, I hate you.
Oh yeah!
Like what?
No,
what
it's
are
the
we
ultimate
doing?
Test. If you yes. live together, it's like college when Living you have like roommates or, and you're like, oh no, this is a 1 year.
Or going
type
on vacation
thing.
Together, which is basically what y'all are going to be doing the rest of your lives. Is like touring the world, vacationing together. But yeah, it's very very important. Now, what would you have done, Turkey, if you were in that group? Would you have auditioned for a boy band?
Well, if I was like, yeah, if my confidence now back then, sure. Yeah.
So you had more confidence back then?
No, now. Oh. If I had my confidence as a youngster, then for sure.
Nice.
Yeah, I would have killed it, Lance. I would have killed it.
Are we five-part harmony? Do we have like certain, like, because we, you know, Chris was our high guy, I was the low guy. Do we have all that figured out with the group? Who's the bass?
We have a little bit of a structure. We can't say we got a true bass like Mr. Lance himself, but we got people who are close in it. We got, you want to?
That works.
I love that.
I feel like it's weird though with a lot of like groups have like a true bass.
They don't, I mean, it doesn't, they don't, it doesn't well, work with that pop way anymore. Music,
it's not really a bassy, you
well, because, you know, back in my day, yeah. we were, you know, we did a cappella all the time because we couldn't afford music. So we were an a cappella group. So you needed all those harmonies.
Yeah.
But then when you start getting music and producing, you know, the sound, the bass is the first to kind of get drowned out by everything, the drums, the bass. So I think it's just not, people aren't, they don't care about the basses anymore. It's sad. Justice for basses.
Okay, we'll start a new...
We're going to start an all-bass boy band.
Oh, God. Could you imagine?
This is all like Randy Travis.
Yeah.
So before the group started, what was y'all's background? What did y'all think you were going to be doing?
Well, for me, I didn't know much. Like, I went to college. I wanted to do audio engineering for a very long time.
You already went to college. You look 16. How
well, I dropped out. Just so we're clear. I dropped out.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yay, my mom said the same thing.
Yeah, we don't encourage people to go to school on the show. We've many times.
But so I started interning at different studios just to get into it, and I also had a love for singing when I was younger. So I didn't think I would ever be here, but I am, and it's been a great experience. It's a wonderful opportunity. I love these guys.
Well, nice. Well, let's go down the row and introduce yourselves to our listeners, because a lot of people listening right now, this is the first time they're even knowing who you are. So give us your name, where you're from, and I don't know, give a little shout out to your fans.
I'm Dylan. I'm from Dallas, Texas.
I'm Aiden. I'm from Pennsylvania.
I'm Brian. I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
My name is Alex, and I'm from New Jersey.
Jersey.
What's good? I'm Oliver, and I'm from Orlando, Florida. All Shout right. out my mom.
Oh, you have an OG hey, Orlando mom. In the house. It's like Los Angeles. I don't know anyone from Los Angeles. But yeah, it's weird to meet someone that's from Orlando to me. Because I feel like everyone either moves to Orlando or moves to LA, but no one's born there. Yeah. Yeah, nice. Where in Orlando?
Ocoee.
Okay, yeah. Of course, we were Dr. Phillips area. Yeah, that's where it all started. Our little house on Sand Lake Road.
So started it all.
Oh my gosh, Jim, you know, it was a dirt road. That's how long ago this was. It was in the middle of like the woods. We had well water as our water. So when you shower, it smelled like eggs.
Well water. For those listening, he did not say whale water.
I'm sorry, my southern accent is bad. Well.
Yeah, I'm just pretty sure everyone listening was like,
whale water.
What the hell is that?
There's a lot of blubber.
That's very specific.
Yeah, that's a very specific water only in Orlando.
We have had that experience.
Yeah, it stunk. And I had to share a room with Chris Kirkpatrick because I was the last to join the group. So I got the futon in Chris Kirkpatrick's room. But for some reason, his shower really smelled like eggs. It was bad.
So gross.
So living situation right now, who gets the best room?
It's
more towards the middle.
Alex.
That's probably me, yeah. There's a story behind it though. I didn't just claim
Well,
the
tell
best
me
room.
Tell me the story. Yeah, what's the story? It always interests me because we love Housewives. I don't know if y'all watch Bravo, but like we love Housewives. And our favorite thing about all when they go on girls' trips is to see them fighting over the rooms. So how did you get the big one?
How'd you get the good one?
I actually had the smallest one at the time. And he wasn't in the band yet. His cousin was. Mm-hmm. So the ex-member had left. And then we ended up switching the cousin for Dylan. And amazing. The funniest thing is I actually wanted his room at first. And then when he said he claimed it, I got there. I was like, yeah, I don't want this room. And he left. As soon as he left, I ran in there. Started cleaning the whole room. I'm like, I'm taking it. Dayton's like, let's make it a game room. I'm like, no, bro.
I love that. So your cousin was in the group first.
Yes.
How did that all work out?
So he told me about how he auditioned. And he was like, we're still looking for members. So if you want to audition. So I had the online audition. And then some people did like the cattle call where they did it in front of them. So I did it online. And then once I had my audition, they flew out so I could meet the guys and just see if we could vibe and see if we would connect well. And now I'm here. And then
Was there a moment? Because I'll never forget when we went to that Sand Lake Road house on that dirt road. I arrive, I meet the guys, and within 30 minutes, I'm learning an acapella. We did... the national anthem.
Yeah.
So I'm in there kind of learning my part. And then the guys come in to this room where my futon was, Chris's bedroom. And we sang that song, and there was just something about it. It was magic. And I just knew, because I went into it thinking, like, there's no way I'm going to join this band. I'm a junior in high school. I mean, like, there's no way this is going to happen. But it was in that moment of singing that song that I knew, holy crap, something's about to happen. Was there a moment for y'all when y'all first sang together? And what was that first song y'all sang together?
Well, the first song we sang together, which you know a little bit something about, Uh-oh. It was Shy, If I Ever Fall in Love.
Of course. We sang that many, many, many times. Yeah.
But for us, I think, I don't know for all of us, but I feel like it took a little bit of time. But it was in like the little moments, like our first performance for me felt like one of the first times it was like, oh, we could do this thing. Like, yeah. This could be a thing. Yeah. And just sticking with it after that has been really cool.
Who had the most nerves first show? Because ours was Chris. I always Chris Kirkpatrick's coming up a lot in the show, but I'll just going down memory.
Finally,
lane,
he's having his
he
time.
He was so nervous. We had a show at Pleasure Island, and it was our very first. You know, we put a video together to show the record labels, which went nowhere. But he was so nervous that he was throwing up outside on the fire escape. Like, it was just, I mean, it was so intense.
That would have been me.
Yeah, you would have definitely been.
Yeah, yeah.
Was he falling up?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Really? It was on the fire escape, like, bleh. Yeah, it was bad.
I mean, I don't know if we've had, like, a story like that, but, I mean, the first time that we ever performed together as us five, because I was the last one to join the group, and so I was just like, oh, let's hope I don't miss a step, and, like, make eye contact, don't forget to keep your head up, and don't look down, and all these other notes I was just trying to give myself, and just I could feel my heart beating through my chest. I was like, yeah. Oh my God.
Are they putting you through any kind of, like, the boy band boot camp is pretty serious, where you're having to train in 110 degree heat, especially in Orlando, Florida, running on treadmills,
the rules
learning
of
how
chains,
to breathe
probably.
And sing.
Yeah. I think laws have changed since you
I
were
know, they, we had to go through crazy boot camp. So are they making you do all any of that kind of stuff?
We've heard so many stories of you guys and Backstreet and stuff.
They're
of
like,
how
y'all are idiots.
Yeah, you didn't have to do any of that.
It was just, we just hear like a lot of stories of how intense the training was. Mark Goff is always telling us all these stories.
Oh, Mark Goff, still around, huh?
Yeah, he's amazing. He's great.
Yeah.
But we kind of do this stuff like ourselves. Like, we wake each other up at like 8:30. We're like, let's go. We got to stretch. Let's go run and sing.
Nice.
We're kind of at a point where we feel like if we don't do it, no one else is gonna, you know, God is there to do it. So we try to just motivate each other, push ourselves going.
Yeah. Who is y'all's support system? Like, what's the family dynamic like? Are they all very supportive of this group?
I think definitely.
Now they are.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure in the beginning. I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Oliver's dad does like so much for us. He's been the one driving us around all over California, everywhere we go, doing the sound. But I think for the most part, all of our parents are really supportive.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's so important. I see a lot of artists out there that did not have a good family unit, and it just really affects them. But we were so lucky with our group. All our families were just super supportive, and it helped a lot. I mean, when the very first couple of years when we lived in Germany, my mom and Justin's mom were basically our management, and they would, you know, they'd wash our clothes every night. I mean, they tour managed us the whole time. We didn't really have anyone on the road with us. So it was so important to have that.
I want to know, what was the audition process?
That's what I was going to ask. Wow. Yeah. So how did you hear about the audition, and what was that process like?
I think we all definitely heard about it through different ways. For me, one of my old vocal coaches that I used to work with let me know. She's like, hey, there's an audition in Orlando. You might want to like come out, just see what it is. And I went, and then there was a couple other people there, and we sang. They had us do a little two-step, see if we could move. Yeah. And then I kind of just went back home for a couple weeks and then waited to hear anything. Your story's kind of funny.
My mom saw the ad on Facebook and signed me up.
Nice.
Which is cool.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
I was going to college trying to be an accountant, and she's like, I signed you up for this audition. Yeah. Cool. And I was going in it with like no expectations. I didn't really see music as a reality to be a career.
Yeah.
And then I did it, and they're like, oh yeah, you're gonna do it. Oh, cool. I'm moving, changing my whole life, changing everything.
I will no longer be an accountant. But I have to say, if you can, still try to become an accountant, because I wish one of us were. during our days.
Well, true. It's good to know. Yeah. But I still wouldn't advise becoming an accountant.
Yeah.
Pop star sounds so much cooler.
Why can't you do both? You can go online and do these classes now.
Oh, God.
All right. So you are now based in Orlando, Florida. For the ones that have not lived in Orlando, how do you like Orlando? Because I kind of had a love-hate relationship with it. Yeah.
I'm from a city, so yeah. I'm just accustomed to kind of like LA. Uh-huh. LA is really nice. It has like all these high skyscrapers, city life, young people dressing up all stuff. Orlando,
it can be a little sleepy.
I don't know what's going on.
It's definitely more my speed these days. But when I was, you know, a teenager there in my 20s, like I was like, get me out of here. I mean, Disney's great. Love going to Disney, going to Universal, fun, but.
I mean, true, there's only so much you can do that.
Yeah.
It's funny you bring it up, because we went to Vegas, and then we came to LA, and then we went back, and all of us were like, why is it so muddy and swampy here?
Yeah.
It's just like, what is going on?
Where are we? I know, Orlando.
Yeah, you walk out and you sweat.
Orlando in the summer is brutal.
No,
it's just moist. It's just moist. It feels like you're cutting through water when you walk outside.
I'm sure it's great for the skin, though.
I don't know. I don't even know if it is. Everyone looks young because everyone's eyes are just dewy. You can't see properly.
Dewy.
They all look young because their kids are going for Disney.
Yeah, exactly.
Besides singing together, what do y'all do that bonds you guys? Do y'all play golf, basketball? Because my guys, all they want to do is play basketball or hockey, which was the two least favorite sports of mine that I could not play at all. So I felt it gave me anxiety. Like, that was not the way that I could bond with the guys. It just gave me so much anxiety. So is there anything that y'all get to do?
When Lance walks by a basketball court and people are just playing basketball, which is what you do at a basketball court, he gets anxiety.
I get PTSD because it brings me back to that
moment
of like.
Instantly has to be like, why are they even doing that? It's the stupidest sport ever. Like, why? They don't even like it.
Who wants to? I like watching basketball. Like, it's great to watch it, but playing it, I'm like, who wants to play a pickup game? Like, what? In 100-degree heat?
It irks him so much.
No. There's nothing fun about it.
It'll forever crack.
And it definitely gives me PTSD because, again, I'm suck. I was 5'5 forever, and so I was not playing basketball at all. So I never got the skills. I could have been Spud Webb, maybe. Who knows?
Listen, you've all heard this first. Lance's phobia. Basketball.
All right, so what do y'all like to do outside the music just to kind of relax and bond?
A bunch of different things. I definitely like, we do a lot. We're very like home-based, home bodies. Mm-hmm. So a lot of just hanging out with each other and just talking a lot. These guys play some video games a lot. Yeah. I don't know. What do y'all mean? Like we all have like different things that some of us share. Like, I don't like video games that much, but they're definitely getting me back into video games. Mm-hmm. And we also like to go work out together or just like dance together. But I think the coolest thing is we always get together at night outside in our backyard, and we just talk. We talk about life. We talk about things that happened that day. We just joke around. And that's the best thing. We just like to laugh together. And that's the coolest thing.
Bond.
Yeah, we like having little meetings just to check in on each other. I feel like this is a very open boy band. Like,
that's
we like
so
talk
great.
About it.
That is so important.
Communication is so key. We did not communicate. We kept everything in, never really brought up any problems, but it's so key to just talk to each other. Like, communicate. It really just solves a lot.
Hey, LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, discoverla.com is your gateway to everything LA. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round al fresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants. After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or glimpse behind the scenes at World Famous Studio Tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars. Take a hike at glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in LA with our beautiful weather. And of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I don't know if you know this, but Spice Girls back in the day, when they came out, they weren't Ginger Spice, Baby Spice. Like, that was not their doing. It was the media that did that to them. So in the media, they just started calling them Scary Spice and Baby Spice and just kind of stuck.
Yeah.
And then because of that, I feel like then we had things thrown at us. I was the shy one. You know, Justin was the, you know, the heartthrob, and Chris was the crazy one. Yeah, so like, go down the line and tell me, what would they categorize you as in the media?
He already has. Should we just say
that? Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Hey, the real ones.
Mine was the philosopher.
Say your name so they can hear. Yeah.
My name is Alex, and I'm supposed to be the philosopher.
Oh, the philosopher.
That was like JC.
Yeah, that was JC, yeah.
What was mine? I have no idea. Oh, intellect. This is like when we first got together. There was some, I don't know if it was a press kit. They were like, this is what we're going with. And it was like the shy one, the intellect, the philosopher. We're like, what is this? but no, we should give like real ones, right? Yeah, what do you think? Like,
I'd probably just say I'm goofy. I'm just, you know, inside and out comedian. Yeah, that was okay. What they labeled me. But yeah, I am just goofy.
It's fun.
I'll take the shy one.
Yeah.
I'll take the shy one.
What am I? I don't know.
He's an angel.
The angel.
Stop reading. Go to retreat.
That is not bad.
Alex.
Evil.
No.
He's the bad boy.
Bat philosophy bad boy.
Yeah. And then I don't know the kid, Wild Child.
He's the Joey Mac.
Joey Mac. The JT. The Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Lots of
Nick Carter.
The Nick Carter.
The young one.
And the, every band has to have it. I remember when we, you know, started and they started putting labels on us, and again they put me as the shy one. You started kind of acting that way. It's like, well, this is what they want. So we kind of really fit into these categories and that weren't really us, but we just kind of had to go with it. I don't know. It was really weird. But then I also didn't want to talk because I didn't want people to know that I was gay. So like I was like, I did not want to speak at all in interviews.
Wait, you are? Like,
no one's going to figure this out. Nuh-uh. All right. Why haven't I asked this yet? The name is so important.
Yes.
How did the name come about?
So it was given to us when we auditioned, but it's definitely come to mean something to all of us.
Yeah.
No Lonely Hearts. Yeah. No Lonely Hearts. I think we just, when we're writing music, we just want to connect with whoever's listening. Whether it's, you know, like an energetic fun song or if it's a ballad, a heartbreak song. We just want people to know that we're with them and they're not alone. Yeah.
And I think we all agree as well. Especially now, emotions and feelings and mental health, at least to us, is like such a big deal. So we want to connect to our fans and just be there. You know, even if you relate to our music a little bit or we make you feel something, that's all for us. And we love
that. That awareness is so great because, you know, bands back in our day, that wasn't even on our mind at all. You know, mental health, anything, you know, just issues of the day. We were just, you know, you're supposed to be, you know, just sing and dance. We don't want to talk about anything important or like politics or anything behind that. Just be very neutral about everything. But I'm so glad that now guys like yourself are really going forward with messaging like that because the fans, they need it. They really do. Yeah. So what's been your favorite thing about being a group so far? Do you like the traveling? Do you like living in the house together? Oh, do y'all write together too? Are y'all writing? Yeah. Okay. That's important too. Just always bond by writing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to be the same, but for me, it's these guys right here. I mean, it's just truly like a brotherhood, and these guys are amazing, a second family. And just to have that, even when you might be having a bad day, to have four other guys to lean on and have the same experiences that you're sharing, that's one of my favorite things. Is anyone else?
I would say the same thing. I'm pretty sure you can relate to that too, but having people that know exactly what you're going through and we can just talk it out and understand each other, that's the great thing.
It's so great. And, you know, in your formative years, you know, you're going to look back on this 20 years from now and you're still going to be a family. Even if you haven't talked in 20 years, you know, it's like you're always going to have each other because of what y'all are going through right now. And I see that with my high school friends. I see that with the NSYNC boys. Yeah. Doesn't matter how long it's been. I know I can always go back to them and just pick up where we left off. Those relationships never die. Like, it's great. So enjoy that for sure, because this is going to be your family for the rest of your life. Yeah. all right. Let's talk about Call Me Back, the new single.
Yes.
All right. Tell us about it. Did y'all get to write this one?
Well, it was pitched to us by an amazing producer. His name was Aaron Aceta. He wrote Best Day of My Life. Love that song.
Oh, yeah.
And we liked it. It just kind of reminded us of like back then pop, very mainstream. And it's super relatable of like heartbreaks, trying to get that one person to come talk to you again and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So once it was pitched to us, I think we all really clicked with it and we were like, we should do this one for the next one.
Yeah. Nice. Is it easy to pick the songs or do y'all mainly agree on the things that y'all want to record?
I see a lot of
Of
yes,
course. So yeah.
We talked about this earlier, actually. Like every time we listen to a song, we'll think about like, okay, how are we going to perform it? Does this go well with a possible album we're going to do in the future? Does this correlate to what we want?
Yeah.
And we literally overthink so much. So then we're like, should we put our focus here or on another single? And then it just goes.
We go, this is the album for sure. And then like a week later, Alex would be like, wait, hold on. I just listened to this song real quick. Hear me out. I'm like, okay.
We have three albums planned and we don't know what order we want the songs at
but
all.
But it will come out.
It's picking the songs is funny because there'll be songs that you pass on that will become a hit and you're going to be kicking yourself, but it happens to every single person. I mean, some songs we passed are like, oh, that was nice. But if we didn't pass, like I remember it was Five, that group Five, Baby When the Lights, right? I think
when
that was the one. I think that was the song that we passed on. Baby, when the lights go out. Yeah, which is a huge song for them. Or no, it was Slam Dunk the Funk, Giving It Up. That's the song we passed up on. Slam Dunk the Funk.
Well, good.
So we're like, no. It was a little cheesy. You know, we were trying to get out of the cheesiness of us. And so we passed on that one because we're like, yeah, it's just not really us. Went to them, huge hit. But because we passed on that, we got Bye Bye Bye.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many stories like that.
Oh my gosh.
Like Baby One More Time, TLC passed on that, and then Britney Spears got it.
Uh-huh.
There's so many.
It happens like all the time. So you know, fate happens. You know, so don't try to second guess yourself. Just go with your gut for sure. So you're working on the EP. So can you give us some teases from the EP? What's it going to be like? And can I hear y'all sing? It's so fun. I finally get musicians in here that can, you know, that can perform. They have the whole band here. I always have just one boy band member every time, and I don't get the harmonies. But now I'm taking advantage of five part harmony.
No
here.
Pressure.
But as far as the EP, we're definitely still working on it. We're gonna push a couple singles that we're gonna release more regularly. But definitely, we have I think more of a throwback kind of sound. So you might hear a little bit of that. Okay. Some of the 90s energy, you know.
Oh, good.
I love the 90s. That.
Just a little bit. And then, I don't know. It'll be fun. But do you guys want to sing?
Yes.
We have a little reference to one of your songs as well.
Okay. Sweet.
If you want to join it.
Okay.
You might know this one.
Let's do it. Six-part harmony. Let's go.
Ooh, da-da-doot, doo-doot. Ooh, da-da-doot, doo-doot.
Ooh, da-da-doot, doo-doot. Ooh, da da do.
The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said hello and I said hi. I knew right then you were the one.
Da da do.
But I was caught up in physical attraction. But to my satisfaction, baby, you were more than just a friend. And if I ever fall in love again, I will be sure that the lady is a friend. And if I ever fall in love so true, I will be sure that the lady's just like you.
Oh, great. Yes. That just brings me back. I'm not saying that one in 20 years.
That was awesome.
Gosh,
man.
I got chilled.
I was like, oh my gosh, that was so cool.
Look, when there's a cappella going, I can't
we'll
not.
We'll take a sixth
sing.
Member if you want.
Yeah.
If you,
I mean, yeah, if you're let's, busy right now. Yeah, I'm sure your young fans are going to really want this old guy performing with you. That's gorgeous.
That was
gorgeous,
awesome, guys. So good.
Did you all know that you wanted to be a singer at an early age, or was this something you kind of fell into?
I mean, I've always, like, from a little kid, my dad's worked with other boy bands, not like pop boy bands, but like rock boy bands and all that. And so from a young age, I've been around music. And so I've always been like, dang, to be up there one day would probably be like a dream. Mm-hmm. But like, I never really saw it as like an opportunity for me to actually be in a boy band or something. Yeah. And so when the opportunity was presented, I was like, oh, this can really happen. So I auditioned and here I am today.
Yeah, and we need, look, let's just call a spade. K-pop is kicking our butts here in the States, and we need a good American boy band out there to give them some competition.
Yes.
Because it was always England and America, you know, giving the crown back and forth. You know, take that, Backstreet, NSYNC, Westlife. But now Korea has come in. And I kicked all of our butts.
Sure
so I'm excited that we finally have a good American boy band to support. And
thank you so much.
Do y'all embrace the boy band theme? Because back in my day, it was almost an insult, you know, because, you know, when to call us a boy band back in the day, it was to kind of poke fun at us. You know, the media, everybody, like, no one ever took us seriously because, oh, it's a boy band that, you know, you lip sync, you know, you were, you know, it's a contrived thing. Just everything opposite of what we thought we were was kind of put on us with that label. So do y'all embrace this term?
I like to embrace it because I started singing because of BTS. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't have even looked this direction if I didn't even like encounter them. Yeah. So I'm not afraid of it. Embrace it. That's who we are. And being in a boy band is amazing too because you're putting on a full show, I feel like. You're dancing, you're singing, and entertaining the crowd. Mm-hmm. So I'm not at least me personally, I'm not really a fan of just like walking around singing. I'd rather see like a whole performance and show. Yeah.
I need entertain me.
Exactly.
Yes. Look, I grew up on Madonna, Michael Jackson, Janet, you know, big shows. Like that's, you know, Garth Brooks. You go to those shows, even Reba McEntire, you're going to be entertained. And that is one of the reasons I wanted to join NSYNC was because I just wanted to have fun on stage. All right, so you were just on tour with 98 Degrees, my boys of 98 Degrees.
How was that?
Love those guys so much. I remember when we first started over in Germany, they were the band that we got to know well because we were just the only Americans over there. Lovely. And speaking of Five, I remember one night they almost got in a fight with them.
Yeah,
these big old football players were trying to kick Five's butt. I forget what they did, but they probably deserved it. So what was it like meeting those guys and being on tour with them?
Yeah, we're still going. We have one more week left. So we've been having an absolute blast with that. I don't think we've had a full, like an opportunity to fully meet them yet. But it's just been really cool. We met All For One as well. Just being on the same stage as literal legends in the music industry has been so much fun. And I think we've all been learning as well from that, like watching their sound check. We're like, this is so cool. They're having so much fun.
Dude, they're big.
Yeah. Well, and their harmonies are incredible too. I mean, they're some football players. They're
They work out.
They were, I mean, it was intimidating the first time we met them. Like, oh, okay. Like, we got to be nice to these guys. Like, we little. They're big.
I was like, I'm going to arm wrestle you before the end of this. Okay.
All right, let's do a boy band quiz. Let's test your knowledge on the boy band genre.
Okay.
All right. So, Joey McIntyre is a member of which boy band?
Come on, Dylan. Come on.
Joe Mac.
You're the oldest.
I know this one.
Fail. Can we get it?
I'll give you a hint.
Okay. It's a long name.
Please don't go, girl. But imagine that really high.
There's please five words in the name girl. Of their group.
I think we don't know.
Wait. Frankie Valli. Is it Frankie Valli?
No, I'm that old.
It's not the fourth season. I don't think we got this one.
It is.
I'll say Jordan Knight, Donnie Knight. Wahlberg.
Oh my God, New Kids.
Yes. Of course I know Donnie.
No, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
He's like the Blue Bloods actor? Yeah. Okay.
I love all of you, I swear.
Let's see if you can do better with the Backstreet Boys. Name all the members of the Backstreet Boys.
AJ.
Howie.
Ryan.
Nick.
Brian. And Kevin.
Yes, very good. Yeah, it's the Orlando connection. Liquid Dreams, which is one of the first songs about online sex.
One of them,
Or no, it's not online sex, Wet Dreams, obviously, because Liquid Dreams.
Nocturnal
Emissions.
Nocturnal Emissions.
You're Nocturnal Emissions, okay. Liquid Dreams was the debut single from which U.S. boy band?
I have an awful memory, by the way. How's it go?
I don't remember.
They're very much started where you guys started.
In your hometown.
O-Town.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. O-Town it is.
Thanks for the hits.
All right. What is the name of the TV show where One Direction got their start?
X Factor.
Yes.
I was going to say Britain's Got Talent.
X Factor UK.
UK. My bad.
Good job, Dylan.
All right. Name three NSYNC songs. Ooh.
It's gonna be me.
Bye. It's gonna be me.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, that was quick. Right. I like that.
Huge fans. I thought she knew.
Oh, okay.
They got more.
Nice. Okay. Now, y'all just went up another notch for me. This is great. Pop. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right. Where is Five Sauce originally from?
5 seconds.
That's UK.
No.
I feel like that's where they would be.
It would. It's a good guess for sure.
Go ahead.
Are they from Canada?
No,
I think that was a stretch. That was a stretch.
I'm sorry. That's like guessing.
Hey.
Australia.
Yes.
Oh, really?
What? They're from Sydney, Australia.
Australia.
Five Sauce, who also says they are not a boy band, but they're totally are.
They're a boy band.
Oh, now this one's hard because I probably wouldn't remember this. What are the names of the Hanson brothers?
Come on, Dylan.
I would have
Chris Hansen.
I'm sure he has a brother.
Mr.
You're not
Hanson.
Wrong.
I would have
known this.
I mean, looking at him, like,
Taylor, Zach, and Isaac.
Yeah, Taylor, Zach, and Isaac. If you were, a teenager in the mid 90s, you definitely knew those names because they kind of started it all for this, the boy band craze. I mean, they were the first ones out, right? I mean, after New Kids, who kind of established the area.
Yeah. They were like
it was Hanson and 98 Degrees. They were the ones who kind of first started.
Were they?
Yeah. Really? They, I mean, they released songs before us. Oh. So, yeah. They were first. They were first.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize that. Yeah, 98 Degrees came up first. But
I still put Hanson different than NSYNC and Bag, not a boy band. They were more like Jonas. They were like more Jonas Brothers-y, which is like a boy band, yeah. But they were more of just like, I looked at them more as just like a brother band, like a boys that were in like a band.
So a boy band.
No, but like they never danced. They had no choreography. They just played instruments. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, it's a variation of the boy band.
One Direction didn't really dance either.
I know, but they didn't play instruments. So they just bubbled on the stage. Okay. You know, they kind of
we have varieties of boy bands.
There's different varieties.
Yeah, the term boy band, it covers a lot of things now. I mean, it used to never cover
the
Beatles.
Boy band is like four or five members who sing and dance.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, I would say like, look, Fall Out Boy could really be under the category
of
boy band.
No, but they were more of a rock
a rock boy band. Yeah, there's different categories now. All right. What does BTS stand for? I know, Alex. I know that you know this.
Bulletproof Boy Scouts.
Yes.
I've never knew that. I literally thought it was behind the scenes this whole time.
He was just, me too. It wasn't a trivia. He was just asking the question.
Like,
really?
I thought it was behind the scenes. I was like, I assumed.
I just, which I thought was a great name. Like, oh yeah, behind the scenes. That's fun. BTS, Bulletproof Boy Scouts. Where does that come from?
I think
it does sound cool.
Like, it makes them cool.
Like a hater or something like
cool
that.
Band.
All right. Since this is Frosted Tips, we need some tips from you guys. What's a tip you have for someone trying to make it in the music industry right now? And this is really intriguing to me because the music industry today is completely different from 20 years ago. It's all about online and streaming and getting to that fan immediately on social media. Yeah. We didn't have that. So what are your tips on breaking into this industry at this age?
Definitely one thing would just start. Follow your dreams and don't give up. I mean, there's not always going to be someone there to tell you that. And you're going to get a lot of no's and you just have to keep going. Yeah, exactly. And it gets discouraging. Mm-hmm. But you just have to keep going because there is a light at the end of the tunnel and you can do it. Mm-hmm. And people need to hear what you have to share.
What would you tell someone that say they got an opportunity, to join a group and they're still in school? Would you encourage them to stick at it or like just go for your dreams?
Absolutely. Yeah. Stick with it. Don't give up. I joined when I was in my senior year of high school. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I made the wrong decision. Yeah. So I would absolutely encourage anybody who's joining either a boy band or going into the music industry. While you're in school, I say go full speed ahead. I know so many people that are my good friends that are still in school that are trying to pursue their own music career, and they just love it. They love the experience.
Drop out of school.
No, but that does not mean drop out of school.
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely
you don't
not.
Have to. Yeah.
Finish your homework. Finish your homework.
Absolutely.
Your homework.
No, yeah.
You can do both.
But but if you're given the opportunity to pursue like what you really want to do, like, of course, like do it because that could be your only opportunity you get in life. Mm-hmm. And I say go for it.
But it is nice to have, something to fall back on in case doesn't work.
Of course. But especially when you start out and you're so young, like mm-hmm. you can always, pivot back if you need to.
Like, I'm super glad I did finish high school. It sucked having to do school at the house when everyone else is like playing basketball, which was a good thing. I actually, Justin and I would just be in there looking out the window like, I wish we could go outside and have fun. We're in school writing term paper after term paper. Like, oh, God. And then he had another 2 years after me.
You know, he had a lot of years in school.
Yeah, I know. It was not fun. But stay in school, kids. All right. This or that? Frosted Tips or the Rachel?
Frosted Tips.
Frosted Tips.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is all 90s stuff, by the way, which is now huge for your generation. Butterfly clips or choker necklaces?
Choker necklaces. Clips.
Okay.
Let's go.
Yeah, way cooler.
The flip phone, a BlackBerry, or a Sidekick? Like, what are these?
I know you probably don't even.
The BlackBerry was hard.
What?
No, no, wait, hold on.
When you hang up on someone, you can hang up.
Yeah, when you hang up on someone, the flip phone is crazy.
All BlackBerry had was that one game.
Yeah,
that little ball.
Yeah,
with the ball, the snake.
That's all it had.
Flip phone. Flip phone.
Flip phone. Yeah, and which now of all those three, flip phone. I can't say flip phone.
Yeah,
is the only one that's made a comeback. Like people are wanting to go back to that. I do miss my BlackBerry because as I'm driving, which kids don't text and drive, I could without looking away from the road, I could just use one hand and know I was typing exactly. Like I didn't even have to look at it. Yeah, it was great. Good. Yeah, but I did. There was this thing called a SkyTel two-way pager back in the day, and it was one of the first. I mean, it was a pager, but you weren't like a drug dealer. But it was like a little mini computer, and it was the first way you could text people for the first time. And it also had little games on it, like Snake and Battleship and all that. That was my favorite. And then it had a little zap button. So if you're at a bar or something, and you saw someone you liked, and you wanted to give them their number, you just go behind them and go zip, and then it would come up on their phone. They're like, wait, what is this? It was a good way of meeting people.
That's it. Stalking people.
They need to do that on our phones now. I mean, it is kind of stalking, I guess, or weird. Well, I don't know.
Like it would get weird.
Well, you're giving someone else your number. You're not taking
it. Yeah. I mean, how could you be offended by, someone wants to be in? You can still push don't accept.
I would like if there was an accept button.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly.
Yeah. That is always fun. All right. Denim on denim or the multiple layered shirt?
What is a multiple layered
shirt? Okay. So remember back in the day, they would wear like long sleeve t-shirts with like a shirt over that, and then
two polo shirts, a double pop, collar,
double collared polo shirts. Yeah,
I feel like that was more O-Town.
Yeah, we didn't get into that.
I like both, but I think the layer one is kind of cool.
The
denim's classic,
classic for sure, but they're both coming back, which is weird. Inflatable furniture. Or retro transparent phones. I think I had that transparent phone.
I had both.
Retro?
Oh, it was like the house phone that was, you could just, it was clear.
It was clear and you could see the inner workings and it lit up.
It was huge in the 90s.
Yeah.
That just sounds cool.
Did y'all ever have a house phone?
Yes.
Okay. So they're not that young. Okay, that's good. Good to know. Full House or Boy Meets World?
I'm a Full House.
Full House.
Okay. I'm a Full House.
I was Full House.
Crazy, bro.
Boy Meets World.
Okay, I do like Boy Meets World, but I'm a Full House.
I was a Full House.
Topanga. You're full. I liked them all. I watched Full House a lot more than, because Full House came before.
Yes, way before.
Like way before. So I was still, in junior high school when that was originally going.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Boy Meets World kind of started right when I started with NSYNC. So I didn't really get to see much of that. Yeah. But both great shows. All right, here's some rapid fire. If you could only listen to one song on loop forever, what would it be?
It's gonna be me.
Oh, God.
Excellent choice.
Gonna tear your hair out.
Better Place fan.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Better Place.
Throwing the new ones.
Favorite TV show theme song?
Friends.
Yeah,
that's a classic. That's what everyone says.
Everyone says that. Yeah. I mean, it's a good one.
And it was, I mean, and when it came out, and I think this is what really helped Friends become huge juggernaut.
Yeah.
The song was just as big as the show.
It was on the radio.
Huge number one song for months. It was kind of like Titanic and My Heart Will Go On.
Yeah, the movie
would not have been as big without the song. The song wouldn't have been as big without the movie. Same thing with Friends and that theme song. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you could make your own boy band, who would you recruit of all the celebrities out there? Who deserves to be in a boy band?
You mean like from past boy bands or just any celebrity?
Just anyone right now. Like if you were to put one together right now, who?
You can cast whoever you want.
Yeah. Who in the entertainment industry? You're like, oh yeah, he'd be great. Like Tom Holland.
I hope we each say a celebrity.
I want Johnny Depp, Loki.
Oh yeah.
I feel like that'd be so cool.
He's a singer.
Yeah. Uh-huh, he's a band.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Now Hugh would have loved to have been in a boy band.
Oh,
guaranteed.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah, he would have.
Uh-huh.
That was two. We need two more.
We got Johnny Depp and Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, this is a good band.
It's shaping up.
Wow. Brian McKnight.
You know, Brian McKnight. Yeah.
Oh, Brian McKnight.
Well, Mr. Riff himself.
We need like a crazy one.
Oh yeah, you got to put the crazy one in.
I want someone out of pocket, just completely.
Not
even a music.
Ardwar.
No.
That's actually a perfect band. That's a perfect band. Yeah. All right. Do you believe in ghosts? Yeah. Do we have any ghost experiences?
I mean, there's one haunt in our house for sure.
There's one in the house.
Airbnb we stayed at that was kind of questionable, but you didn't hear that from me. I don't know. some stuff moved around. It might have been a prank, but could have been haunted.
It was definitely me.
I have like a weird childhood story, but it's not very entertaining. I mean, like, I kind of just woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, I swear I saw this guy. I'm not tripping. It sounds weird, but he was like headless and I was like a guy in like a tux trying to walk or something like that.
Oh,
I was, like,
I love like, ghost stories.
Count to 10 and then I peeked again and I was like, I'm good.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I have a few ghost stories. I'm like, okay. Aliens, because I mean, the big news in the last year has been there is confirmation that there are aliens, but yet there aren't. I don't know. Like, how does the government have press conferences and tell us there's aliens and no one cares. Even talks about it? I'm like, what?
Yeah. So we're not going to talk about this.
Yeah. It was like, yeah, we're not going to talk about this right now. Yeah. So, yeah. So what do y'all think about the aliens? Do they exist?
I mean, we've been to New York and LA. I'm pretty sure.
They exist. Sure. Extraterrestrials.
We've been looking up since we got here though.
Yeah. What's the first concert y'all have been to?
BTS was mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think mine was Bon Jovi when I was really young. Yeah.
Nice.
I think mine was either an NF concert or something like that.
Right. Mine was actually a Katy Perry concert for a friend's birthday. I was like 11, but I was up there like, yes!
Yeah.
I love this song. Yeah.
For sure.
Mine was Dan and Shay.
Dan and Shay. Nice.
What was yours, Lance?
It's hard to tell because it might have been the Beach Boys because I think we were at some kind of little festival and they were playing.
What was like your first like real concert you went to? Like,
I think it was Tammy Wynette and Tanya Tucker in Branson, Missouri, because I was on a family trip with my parents and Branson is it's all about this country music mecca, so all the big stars went there and it was Tammy Wynette and Tanya Tucker together performing. Wow. Yeah. So I think that was it.
Mine was Spice Girls. So.
See, that's a good one.
That's a good one. 10 years old. Remember it like yesterday.
Oh. And then you were going to go back, but then they broke up.
I saw when they got back together again in college. Yeah.
Oh, so this was after they broke up.
Yeah. The first concert I went to, I was 10. They actually, Ginger Spice, it was a very troubling time for me. She left the group.
So she wasn't there at the show.
No, she left the month before. In the middle of the tour.
So you've never seen the Spice Girls.
Yeah, well, yeah, I have.
Not with all five.
Well, they did the reunion concert.
And you saw that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When I was in college.
So you've seen all five. Okay, just wow. Look. I'm just trying to get the facts straight.
I'm trying to call you out live.
I'm just trying to get the facts straight here. Wow. We are a truthful show, and I don't want any lies to come out.
Wow. No fake news here.
No fake news. How would you rate your karaoke skills from 1 to Mariah Carey?
Mariah Carey, right here in the middle. He's really good.
All right.
Dylan's really good.
What's your go-to song?
My go-to song, Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton.
All right, see, mine's Friends in Low Places, Garth Brooks, so it's very, I get it,
I two different vibes, either like Uptown Funk or Creep. Very different vibes, very different vibes.
If you haven't heard this version of Creep, what's her name from American Idol?
Oh, that old one, Haley Reinhart?
Haley Reinhart, check out her Creep. Holy crap, it is.
Oh yeah, with postmodern jukebox.
I like hers and Casey Abrams.
Oh yeah, I haven't heard Casey Abrams.
Yeah, he did that song. He did the piano for Can't Help Falling in Love with Her. I think.
Okay.
There's one that's trending now. Some guy just sang Creep like amazingly. I
there's
don't know what show
so many
was.
Versions.
The one where you press the button, you turn around. Which one's that one?
The voice.
Yeah.
He was I gotta performed the whole concert. It was really good.
It's an epic song. Like that song, if you want to hear someone's vocal talent, that's why everyone covers that song. It goes there. All right. Well, I kind of want y'all, can y'all sing one more little thing as we leave? Is there anything else we can, maybe something from your, maybe you can sing a little bit of the single. Can y'all do that?
All right, ready?
Yeah.
If you don't call me back, I will understand. But call me back if you can. I can't tell you that I'm sorry. Let you know you're perfect. Tell you that you're still my better half. I can't tell you you're amazing. Let you know you're worth it. Tell you you're the best I ever had. Until you call me back. Oh, 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 oh. Call me back. Oh, 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 oh. Baby, call me back.
Yeah, no lonely hearts. Oh my gosh, guys, thank you so much for coming to Frosted Tips. I am excited to see where y'all go from here.
Thank you.
What would you like to tell your fans out there?
Just thank you again for having us. But thank you so much for supporting us. Thank you for listening. We're so excited for all of what's in store, new music, more performances. And just, we love you guys so much, and we're so thankful for you. And you're not alone, and we're with you.
I love that. Oh, how can everyone stay in touch with you guys? What's your socials?
All social and streaming platforms at No Lonely Hearts.
Well, that's easy enough. Yes. I love that. So it's not the official No Lonely Hearts.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah. It's like everything's taken now.
_4.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for being here. And guys, that is all the show we have for you today. Nice. Thank you so much for listening. Turkey, as always, it's a pleasure.
A pleasure as always.
All right. Well, be good to each other. Don't drink and drive out there. Take care of those animals. And until next time, stay frosted. Hey, thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Frosted Tips with Lance.
And Michael Turgenart.
And at Lance Bass for all your pop culture needs.
And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars, 6 if you can. See you next time.
Hey LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. Immerse yourself in our vibrant fashion scene where exclusive streetwear meets high-end boutiques. Stroll through styles defining our bold, wildly creative city, like the unique finds at Melrose Trading Post, a real LA gem. Explore star-studded experiences on Hollywood Boulevard, behind-the-scenes studio tours, and moments of awe under our legendary blue sky. Picture this. The iconic Griffith Observatory, inspiring directors worldwide. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's the time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts,
the medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.